Sì, qui cazzo, anche qui. Abrir de ser incrível. Candace Potter. Birthday 7/26/80. Patient seen for routine refills. States she had falling episode a few days ago because of legs giving way, with history of neuropathy from diabetes, with poor compliance in the past, now very compliant. Also, the symptoms of stress from working three jobs, working at Renaissance Festival part-time too now, in addition to regular two jobs, past medical history, C-chart, multiple medical problems, multiple medications, here for refills, and clonazepam, you know, vaccine, family social history, has a 19-year-old autistic son who lives with her that she supports. All signs within normal limits, general appearance, no acute distress, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat within normal limits, neck supple without masses, lungs clear, auscultation, percussion, heart rate, rhythm without murmurs and gallop, abdomen soft, again, anterior or tenous, skin, extremities, and neurological, all within normal limits. Patient discussion of neuropathy, because of neuropathy, with history of being on gabapentin in the past, 100 milligrams at bedtime, advised resuming gabapentin at a higher dose, to start back at 1.5, then 150, and move up to 300 milligrams at bedtime, to see if that will help with neuropathy symptoms, to continue all medications with refills of clonazepam and Robaxin. Final diagnosis is as per chart, with history of diabetes with neuropathy, hypertension, anxiety, low back pain with herniated disc at L4, L5, with radiculopathy. Plus additional diagnoses, in multiple meds. Patient to follow up 1 to 3 months for routine care with recent labs. Thank you, Dr. Halmeter.